Another night of speech-making at the GOP convention in Tampa, Florida, did not go unnoticed by commentator Playful Benjamin.
As I listened to the ahistorical, profoundly ignorant rants of Senator Rand Paul, a physician who fancies himself a constitutional scholar, early on in the evening, I thought the speeches had to go uphill from there. Not so. As the evening proceeded, I began to notice a pattern among the speakers that alternated between crazies and losers. Those whose ideas are so crazy they have yet to become the policy of the U.S. government, and if they did, would spell disaster. And those who've held power, but are currently losers. In some cases, they lost a bid to gain higher office, a la John McCain. Others are associated with disastrous policies like Condoleezza Rice. Both have been largely banished from any visible role in party affairs. Their appearance as primetime speakers at the Republican convention appears to be some sort of resurrection for burnout stars in the GOP galaxy. By the end of his speech, Big John had declared war on most of the world, which confirms my claim that he was unqualified to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces when he was running against Barack. Then came Mike Huckabee, a failed rock and roll bass player, failed presidential candidate, and jackleg preacher come radio verbal arsonist who strolled on stage and repeated every lie in the Republican repertoire with gusto. It is amusing to witness the hypocrisy of Protestant fundamentalists who try and reconcile their Bible, which they swear is the literal word of God, with the heretical theology of Mormonism for political purposes, as Huck did. Although Huckabee has mastered the cadences and impassioned delivery of the Southern Protestant preacher, this skill has never been employed to more anti-Christian purposes. It is interesting that the Republicans chose Condoleezza Rice, a screaming hawk in silk stockings and lipstick, as the foreign policy national security spokesperson. Bright and well-spoken, Rice gave them a triple threat, a woman, an African-American, and a football-loving hawk. Compared to the crude, saber-rattling, jingoistic rhetoric of John McCain, who appears to be itching to start wars everywhere, the measured sophistry of Dr. Rice can successfully masquerade as wisdom. But upon close examination, her ideas about the world are as muddled and dangerous as John McCain's folly. Then came the man of the hour, Paul Ryan, the grand poobah of the Republican budget hawks. Except he's a fake. He voted for every one of Bush's deficit-creating measures. Now he's proposing a cruel and inhumane budget, which, if enacted, experts say would throw 45 million people off Medicaid, while giving the rich trillions in tax cuts. Ryan's speech was a symphony of off-key lies, especially his misleading attacks on President Obama's stimulus program. He shamelessly misrepresented the Affordable Health Care Act and lied about the president's handling of Medicare. Like Mitt Romney, Ryan is a compulsive liar. There's no shame in his game. He is a career politician and seasoned demagogue with no evidence of a conscience. The bishops of his church have called Ryan's budgetary priorities sinful and him a hypocrite. He can conjure no text where Jesus Christ would bless his actions. The concern for the poor he professed during his speech is contradicted by the social Darwinist policies he advocates, which will crush the poor while the rich get richer. Hence, I don't believe that Paul Ryan has faith in anything but money and power. If he were a true Christian, he would be scared to death he's going to bust hell wide open. Like my granddaddy George would say, that there boy's a liar and a fink, his feet stink, and he don't love Jesus. From New York City, this is Playful Benjamin with a commentary on the times.